Thank you again for being here. Ralph, thank you. Kim and Wayne, several months ago, called and said, let's come speak at Gray and we'll try to get a few churches together. I said, great. We worked out the date, then Ralph called and put this together. So thank you for coming. I've never been here before. I've never seen this church. This is beautiful. This is really 1834. I was just a kid then, so this is really, I feel like that sometimes. I have two first cousins, and the pretty one, I told somebody, the pretty one's here with me tonight, Martha. The other one's no boy who lives in Eufaula. Martha lives in Tallahassee. Roy, her husband, died just a few months ago. And been having a tough time, but she's doing well. And she still cooks really well. Martha grew up in Ashford. And I am getting old, but I won't reminisce too much. But she used to come up. I had one brother. Well, I still do. He's just in heaven now. But Martha would come up in the summertime and spend a couple of weeks with us. She was like a daughter to my mother and like a sister to us. And so it's good to be with her. This is the first time I've gotten to be with her in a while. And I appreciate her coming. She came over and scouted out the church the other day. I said, Martha, you don't have to do that. But she's kind of OCD. Not kind of. But anyway, she drove over here, timed it, got it down just right, and we left just in time to be here at 21 minutes till 7. And she said, I'm sorry, I meant to be at 22. We wished it by a minute earlier. But Martha's here. And then to look around, one of the first times I ever got this area over at Crawfordville, Mr. Buck Miller, and I'll make this fast, the reminiscing, but Mr. Buck Miller had come to something. It was some Methodist men's or whatever it was, somewhere over to the east of Tallahassee. And he came up to me after it was over. I didn't know him. He introduced himself, and he said, where are you from? I told him. He said, did y'all, now he was sharp. He said, when you were growing up, did you ever have anybody that had a mule and made cane syrup? I said, oh, yes, sir, I miss it so much. I didn't know he was baiting the hook. And I said, I miss it so much, he set the hook. He said, well, the weekend before Thanksgiving, we make syrup in Crawfordville. Bobby, y'all remember that? And I said, do you really? Yeah, I have the cane, I do that. We Othan Porter goes out and catches mullet, and we fry them and have fresh syrup biscuits. But do you like mullet? I said, Mr. Buck, when is it? I don't know how many years we did that. I would go down for the syrup making, mullet cooking, and then stay over for some other things. We had a time. My mother, after Daddy died, my mother traveled with me quite a bit, and she loved coming to Crawfordville better than anywhere, and got to know the folks there. So this area of the world is very special to me. Ralph mentioned we first met at Leesburg. That's where I first met Stan Monroe. For 38 years straight, I spoke at the men's retreat at Leesburg. They were hard up for speakers. I had a ball. Met a lot of folks. That's how I got to know Mr. Buck and Stan and Ralph and then Judy. And somewhere there, I met Kim and Wayne. I think it was some Ralph and Judy were at Gray. That seems like 40 years ago. And like yesterday. But I know Kim and Wayne. I'll be with them tomorrow night and Sunday. This is very special. Another thing I thought about over at Wasissa, it was a late afternoon or something. Maybe it was just a time of year that was still light. But the night before, I was in a hotel, and I can't remember where I was, but I'd flown into Tallahassee on Friday. And the night before, I was just flipping through the channels to get the Weather Channel, and all of a sudden, there was a convention of barbershop quartets. And they were having the International Barbershop Competition. I love it. I love Marshall. I really do. So before I spoke, Ralph got up and said, we got four young men here with us today. They're from Killarn Methodist over in Tallahassee, and they've gotten a little quartet together. They were in the barbershop. I listened to them, and when I got up, I said it, and I told the truth. They were called Witness. I said, last night, I watched the international competition of barbershop quartets, and y'all are better than anybody in the competition. Wow. You really are. And I adopted them that day. I called them my boys. They sang at Leesburg. They came to Abbey, they sang. They were singing all over the place. Most unbelievable barbershop quartet I've ever heard. But they were young, they had little children and wives, and they said, we're just traveling too much. They could have done it full time, but then they would be gone 340 days a year. They were unbelievable. That was at Wasissa. So all of that is to say, pardon so long, up the hurry kickoff. but that this part of the world means so much to me. I've been with Stan or Joaquin, I don't know how many times, Kim and Wayne and Gray, and Ralph and Judy have been so kind, they invite me anywhere they've been. And I appreciate that. Carabella. Loved Carabella. I really did. I want to go bear hunting there now. Say more bears there than in the county. If you need any help, I'll help out in your hand. But thank you. Well, all right. We'll get to it. And we've got to get out of here. Right? 7:30 has to be at 9 o'clock.
Where are you going
to be? All right. I'll be through before 9. A little, no, I'm kidding. A little, no, I'm not kidding about that.